din is the first night, first day of Pesach, you say Hallel, all of Hallel, with a bracha, and the rest of the days we don't. We say half a Hallel, which is only a minig. I think in Sukkot we say the whole 7 days. 8 days we say with a bracha in Sukkot. And the Torah brings a reason why Pesach we don't say Hallel all the 7 days, because Ma'isi Yoda Tovim Vayam Vatem Amrim Alay Shira. Pesach is a time, Shmini Shel Pesach, Shvi Shel Pesach is a time when the Mitzrim drowned in Yam Suf. And because of that, we don't want to say Hallel. You don't want to make Chol Hamoed more chomer than Shvi Shel Pesach, so therefore we don't say Chol Hamoed also. Question is, the first day is also Ma'aseh Yodah Tovim Bayam. First day was the Makas Becheres, also Ma'aseh Yodah Tovim Bayam. So why should we say Hallel the first day? I once heard a Yisod from a Baron Kotler, I believe, that Hallel can be said for two reasons. Hallel can be said because of Al Kol Perek Uperek, and every holiday, every time during the year when something happened to us, we have to give Hoidua. We have to give Hoidua HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nisim, the various Nisim that happened to us, and Chanukah we give a Nes, and Tzei Hoidua, and every Yom Tov we give Hoidua to Hashem, Hallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Nisim that happened to us. And also, there's another Inyan of a Hallel where you yourself underwent a Nes. There's also a Hallel. You have to say Hallel when you undergo a Nes. So the Hallel of the Kol Perek Uperek Shulei Tova Latzibu is, we don't say where it's Ma'aseh Yodah Tovim Bayam. But the Hallel that I underwent the Nes myself, I was saved myself, I can say even though someone else suffered through that. But I underwent a Hatzolah, I'm supposed to say Hallel myself. That's why the Malachi Ashoras wanted to say Shir when there was a Kriyas Yamsuf. So Manashim said to them, Ma'aseh Yodah Tovim Bayam Vatem Amorim La'Shir. That's the mock of this idea. Mitzrim are dying, how can you say Shir? But the Klal Yisrael said Shir. They said, Oz Yoshir. How were they able to say Shir? They said Shir because they were saved. That you could say even though Tevim Bayam, I myself had a Hatzolah. Mashenki and the Malachim are saying because of the Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he saved Klal Yisrael. At the same time, as Ma'aseh Yodah Tevim Bayam, people are dying, the Mitzrim are dying, you can't say Shir at that time. Again, so if a Nes happened to you, you could say Shir. If it happened, if you're saying it, if it happened to someone else, like a Malachim, or you're saying it because it's this time when a Nes happened, it's not that it happened to you, Mamish, then the Halacha is that you cannot say Shir where it's Ma'aseh Yodah Tovim Bayam. Now, what about Makas Becheres? Because Chayav Bodom Lilas is Atzma Kilo Yotzim Mitzrayim. The night of the Seder, you have to look like you went out of Mitzrayim. So therefore, you're saying the Hallel because of the fact that it happened to you. So you could say Hallel, even though Ma'aseh Yodah Tovim Bayam, even though the Makas Becheres, the Becherim were dying, but you could still say the Hallel. And you have to say that the first day of Pesach, during the day, there's no Ma'aseh Yodah Tovim Bayam. That happened only in Shvi'i Shel Pesach. So again, you say the Hallel because of the Perek HaPerek. Because it's a Yom Tov. The night of Hallel, we say Hallel because, even though Makas Becheres happened then, because because it happened to us. Chayavon Bilz Hatzma, it happened to us. The day of Hallel, the day of Pesach is the Yom Tov, and on the day there was no Ma'aser Ma'aser Yadam Tovim Bayam. Shvi'i Shel Pesach, the day is the day of Yom Tov, but the day has Ma'aser Yadam Tovim Bayam, and it didn't happen to us. There's no din Chayavon Bilz Hatzma in Kriyas Yam Suf. It's only a din the night of the Seder. Yeah, so that explains everything. The Iker is, we see from all of this that the night of the Seder, there's a din you have to feel like you went out of Mitzrayim. They say from the Brisker Rov that that's the pshat in the Haggadah. We say Abroch Hashem Galon Rogolos Abaseinu Itzenu Mavus Lecherus. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu after the Haggadah for saving us, and then we say the name of the form of Shir HaKadosho Hallel Ko, and we say the first two kapitles of Hallel. Why do we say that right after the Haggadah? Because that's the Hallel that we have to say because it happened to us. After we say the Haggadah and Chai Avon Miras Esatzmai, and we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the Onu Me'Avdus Lecheus, He took us out of from Avdus Lecheus. Then, since we have to feel that we went out of Mitzrayim, therefore there's aloche of saying Hallel. So we say the first two kapitles of Hallel, which are on Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's, again, there's an Indian, the Margish, the night of the Seder, that you went out of Mitzrayim. We learn it from the Pasuk, Avuzeh Oso Hashem Li. Hashem did it to me. In other words, everybody has to feel as if it happened to him. Now, why is there such a chiyuv? The first night, the Haggadah, the night of the Haggadah, why do you have to feel kiyuv, who yotze Mitzrayim, as if you went out of Mitzrayim? Because the shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Haggadah is an inyan of shvach, inyan of praising Hashem, thankfulness to Hashem for having taken us out of Mitzrayim. The full gratitude that we have to Hashem can only be felt if we're margish how much what we would have been had we not been taken out of Mitzrayim, what we are now, and that's the chiyuv of chayav odom liras esatzman ki liyotzer Mitzrayim. You have to be margish that you are now in order to have the full kavone in the sipur of Yetzias Mitzrayim. You have to feel li. And everything that you do, the Leil HaSeder, like we spoke about HaSeder, everything that you do is in order to feel a ben chayrin, as if you have to experience as if you went out of Mitzrayim. Because that's the way that we're Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu the most. The mitzvah is to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the utmost, which is done by feeling the Kilo Yotzim Mitzrayim. Gemara says, one of the Dora Avde asked one of the Amoraim, I think Rav Nachman, he asked them, what happens if an Eved was freed by his master, and his master gave him matonis, what does he have to do? No, the Nachman asked Dor HaAvde. So he answered, he's chayav lishbuche, he has to praise his master for having freed him and given him all these matonis. So, in other words, so he told him, you're yoytze hagode with that. Yoytze manishtan means hagode. Yoytze the mitzvah of hagode, by feeling that if you, when you go out free, you're supposed to praise your master, then you're mekayim the mitzvah HaGodah if you feel that. The mitzvah HaGodah is the shvach. The mitzvah HaGodah is the praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaGodah is a shvach. Kilu, I went out of Mitzrayim. That's the idea. And this is something that we can only reach by Hachoneh. We have to prepare ourselves for Pesach. We have to learn the Yonim of Pesach, maybe the Parshias and the Chumash to deal with Yitzias Mitzrayim, with the Meforshim, and the Haggadah Shel Pesach we have to learn. We have to prepare ourselves for that moment when there's a mitzvah on us to feel like we went out of Mitzrayim, when it's a mitzvah being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having gone out of Mitzrayim. That's the Yisod Goli. The Gemara says, we have to eat lechem oini. Lechem oini. Simple meaning is the bread that aniim eat. It's bread, crackers. They don't eat regular bread. The Gemara says three explanations. Lechem oini. More in Sochem Kuftes Vov. Omar Shmuel, lechem oini, lechem she'oini molav dvorim. We say things while we're eating this lechem. That means we say the Haggadah while we're eating it. Rashi says before, I think, Davar Lamed Zayin, Rashi says, Halil and Haggadah. We say both things on the lechem. That's why it's called lechem oini. Loshen aniyo. Aniyo means raising your voice. We say the lechem, it's a lechem of raising your voice. Why? Why is that so? What's the connection between lechem oini raising your voice? Truly, part of the meaning that lies in the word oini is loshen aniyo. But why is that aniyo part of the mitzvah of eating matzah? Because matzah reminds you that you went out of Mitzrayim. So you can experience again that you went out of Mitzrayim. So you have to be oini dvorim harbe. You have to answer. You have to raise up your voice and praise to Hashem. That's what lechem does. That's what lechem oini does to you. This lechem oini, this lechem which is of poverty, that you remind yourself that you were once in oni, you were once in shiabud, and you went out mi'avdus lecheus. That's lechem she'oini molodom habi. You answer many things on it. You raise your voice and speak hallel and hagodah. Rashi says on this. Dover acha another pshat nigemara lechem oini oni ksiv. It says oni without a vov. It's a lechem of a poor person. Ma'oni shedake bipuso, afkan bipuso. Just like an oni eats a broken piece of bread, here too you eat a broken piece of bread. Because you break the bread for yachzo. You break the bread, that you don't make a bracha on a full matzah, you make it on a half a matzah, a broken matzah. Right? Rashi says that you bring lechem mishne because it's not worse than any other yomtiv. You have to have two kikar shlemis, but the bracha you make on the broken matzah—that's where you make the alachiras matzah. Dover acher, madarkon, madarkon shel oni, umasik viishtei oifen, oifo. He heats. They don't. An oni doesn't have much fuel, so the way he bakes bread is he heats up the oven. He takes the wood and heats up the oven, not to waste any fuel. And while he's doing it, his wife kneads the bread and puts it into the oven, because the fire is only going to burn a very short time. He doesn't have much firewood. So who masik? He heats the oven up. The ishtoi oifan, his wife bakes. Afkaname hu masik ishtoi oifan. Here too, his wife, he heats up the oven and his wife bakes. So all these things are included in lechem oini. Says the gevaldik yisod here. The gevaldik yisod. In order to come to the first pshat, you need the other two pshatim. In order to come lechem oini, oini moladvarim harbe, why don't we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what we have? There's one reason, because we think that we deserve whatever we have. Why don't we praise our parents? We feel that we deserve it. They've been giving us everything we need since we're infants. And when they continue giving us, we think it's natural and we deserve it. Why don't we thank everyone else that does us a toiva? Because we think really they should be doing us more toivas. Whatever they do is just a drop in a bucket of what they really owe us. This corrupt feeling that everyone owes us something is part of human nature. We always think that we're the center of the universe and everyone has to give us whatever we desire. And if they don't give it to us, we get angry at them, we get depressed. If we don't have everything we want, if we're not as rich as we'd like to, we get depressed. It's all part of this idea that we believe that we deserve everything. Yeah? The reason we can only thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu if we train ourselves not to be self-centered. If we train ourselves that we're not deserving of everything. We're not mechuyev to have everything. And these other pshatim, lechem oini, are the ways of bringing home to ourselves that we don't deserve everything. It's a way of bringing ourselves to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we think we deserve everything, we're not going to thank Hashem. We're a nation, so what? A nation like all other nations. Why should we thank Hashem for being Am Yisrael? Oh, He took us out of Mitzrayim. That's His concern. I didn't ask to be taken out of Mitzrayim. That selfish attitude. Even though you benefit, you don't ask for it, you don't owe anyone anything, you don't owe gratitude, is the source of all evil. Gemara says, "Kol ha-koifer b'tevoser shel chaveri, soifer lichber b'tevoser shel mokom." If you're koifer in the favor that your friend did you, if you think to yourself, that friend, what did he do for me? Nothing special. So he lent me some money, so he did me a favor, he helped me out. So what? You're koifer in his teva, don't feel gratitude. The seif that should be koifer in tevoser shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chayodim says, that if a person says, I don't owe my parents anything, they had a child, it's their business, they wouldn't have a child, what does it have to do with me? It's not my business. I don't owe them any gratitude. So the Chayodim says, you can be sure that this person will end up being a Kaifer and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Here, how does he make that jump? Someone says that I don't owe any gratitude to my parents, the end is that it'll be kaifer in the Rabbanu Shalom. He says that's this Gemara right here. A kaifer b'tevoser shel chaveri, soifer lichber b'tevoser shel mokom. He says you'll be kaifer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu even. Because being kaifer b'tevoser shel chaveri, you have to be grateful when you benefit from someone, even if that person was mechavim for his anoah. You still have to be. You benefit. You're alive. You're happy to be alive. You run to the doctor when you're sick. You get worried when you have a pain. You want to be alive. You're grateful for having life. Parents gave you life. You have to be grateful to them. No matter what their kavanah was in having you. And if you don't, you're a kofer in tevoser shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if we have one opportunity during a year to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us out of Mitzrayim. We mention it constantly during davening. A few times a day we put on tefillin with the Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have many, many mitzvahs, constant mitzvahs that are Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Chino says because the Yisod of our Amunah, Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have to constantly remind ourselves why we're Jews. We have to have constant mitzvahs, constant reminders to remember that we're Am Yisrael, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out of Mitzrayim. But one day during a year, we have the opportunity to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just to mention it, not to do an action, and not to say the words Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim, but to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And ad kedei kach, v'chayev olam liras es atzmei, kilu yotzei mitzrayim. We have to thank Him with our full gratitude. That moment, what stops us from having gratitude? Our taivis, our gaive, that stops us. We're interested in other things. We don't think about we don't think about what was given to us. Imagine what we would be without Yetzias Mitzrayim. We wouldn't be. We'd be some African nation. That's what we'd be. We as Arabs, we'd be another Arab nation, or we'd be mixed into some Arab nation. Imagine what we'd be. Now we're the Bechir Sheba Umos, Klal Yisrael, with a Torah, with a value system, with elevated. Atav Chartol, Mikol Amim, after the son of Ratzisa Bonu. With a Bechir Sheba Umos, with a culture that surpasses any other culture. So we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu once a year that we went out, Mi'avdus L'Cheilus, it means we still be avodim to Paro, to Paro's inheritors. What stops us from being grateful? What stops us is our personal interest in ourselves, and that's why the other meanings of Lechem Oni get rid of what stops us, what prevents us from being Moedet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first one is our tivus, our interest in our eating. We don't think about anything. We think of it as our pleasures, our food. That's all we care about, is our fulfillment of our pleasures and our appetites. And that's why the Lechem Oni is, it has to be darka shel pruso, darka shel oni bepruso. We have to eat a half a piece of bread. That's like without any tivus. A thin piece of matzah doesn't have flavor, and even a broken piece, that's, we have to recognize that our taivas are not important, and then we'll come to oni. From the oni, we'll come to oni, the Russian answering. The lechem of an oni. And the second thing is, from the lechem oni, we eat it the way an oni makes his bread. The husband heats up the oven, the wife has to bake it quickly. That's how we eat matzah also. That's how we make matzah. There's no time to waste. As soon as you need the matzah, you have to put it right away into the oven. That's the way an oni eats. It doesn't have any fuel. We have to behave like anim. We have to behave like we don't have any money, because money is what makes us insensitive to the tevis that others do us. Gemara says before a person eats, he has two hearts. After he eats, he has one heart. So I think one of the Rishonim says, before a person eats, he has two hearts. He can think about someone else when he's hungry. After he eats, he only has one heart for himself. He doesn't think about the second person's concerns. When we're full, when we have tivus of full, we don't think about anybody else. And we can't be grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us out of Mitzrayim. So the second pshat is, Darkei shel Oni is a lechem which an Oni bakes, the manner in which an Oni bakes it, that's what it's supposed to remind us. We're poor. We have to think of ourselves as poor. Think of ourselves without tivus, eating a bread, it's a puso, and thinking of ourselves as poor is eating the bread the way poor people eat bread. Crackers. They don't have fuel to make bread. And that brings the lechem oini, she'oini mol of dvorim hab. The word oini includes all the pshotim. Because it's written without a vav, and it means oni. And oini with a vav means, the way it's pronounced, means raising your voice, oshon ania. So you have to be grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How? By not thinking about yourself, not getting involved in yourself and your tithes and your money. That's yisod, the sod of a Jew, and that's the yisod of Chayav Adam Lilas HaSatzmai. Kilu hu yotzom mi Mitzrayim. He went out of Mitzrayim. That's our chiyuv, the night of the Seder. Hu yotzom mi Mitzrayim. That's why we're massive, and that's why we do everything. Leila Seder, kilu hu yotzom. It's a way of being mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we went out of Mitzrayim. So the Hallel of the night of the Seder, I think the Hallel, why we say it's sitting, usually Hallel is said standing. I think the reason we say it's sitting also is because it's part of the Haggadah. HaGodah is to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going out of Mitzrayim. This Hallel is also part of the Shvach, that we went out of Mitzrayim. It's not the Hallel that we say on a Yom Tov, which is supposed to be said standing. This is the Hallel of our own experience of going out of Mitzrayim, which is supposed to be said as part of the HaGodah, and therefore it's said sitting. That's the Avodah of Pesach, especially the Leil HaSeder. And if we keep the Leil HaSeder properly, worlds open up before us. We're able to steig, we're able to grow. It's the yisod of everything, the yisod of Adam HaRishon. His avera, Chazal say, was that he was an ingrate. He was not able to show gratefulness. The wife that you gave me, he blames her. He blames HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving him a wife when it was all for his good. Right. Being an ingrate is the yisod of the chet of the Eitz Hadas. And Pesach is the beginning of a repair of the Eitz Hadas. The repair is recognizing there's a Rabbeinu Shleilam, and it starts with gratefulness. Hakoras HaToiv. That's the repair of the chet of the Eitz Hadas. Ah. That's what we're doing on Pesach. The binyan of Klal Yisrael starts with Pesach. We became a nation with Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that moment when we become a nation, we have to declare our gratitude, our izbatlus, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed to us. He took us out of Mitzrayim. Who we are, what a nation we are. That's lechem oini, lechem oni, and oni. Three things that in Yitzchazal and Kuftez Vav on Medbez. So it's such a precious moment. Yitzias Mitzrayim needs preparation, needs hachone, hachone the nefesh, to learn the halachas, and to learn the inyonim of Pesach as much as you can, and the perushim as much as you can. Iker, I think, is most important, is learn Chumash, Rashi, and Ramban on the parshas of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the most important thing, I think. That's the best hachone for the Leil HaSeder. And then we'll be Mekayim Bavuzer Osa Hashem Li Yitzesim Mitzrayim Chayavodon Liras Esatzmai Kilu Hu Yotzum Mitzrayim.